This is for a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Salaamu Alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. And this is your host, Sister Zina. Then today's topic is speech and action should be guarded by divine fear and hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very clear from the topic that we have been discussing. We are here to discuss about our own actions and speeches. You know, a tongue, I'm talking about the tongue, which can lead to 70 great sins. You know, we have to guard this, you know, by the fear and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if the sinner repents for his sin, he should continue to be fearful. Okay, sometimes we know that we have sinned and we have repented so much once upon a time. But we have to be fearful even in future. We should not take ourselves for granted thinking that, no matter how much I sin, I'm going to ask for forgiveness. That's not going to happen. You know, sometimes we become shameless and we, you know, don't ask for forgiveness. You know, it may be that his repentance has not fulfilled the necessary condition. For example, you know, he have made an intention of not repeating a sin, but later he does not remain firm upon it and he does commit the sin again. You know, we should therefore continue to live between fear and hope till the end of our lives, hoping for Allah's reward for our good deeds and dreading the accounting of our sins committing knowingly or unintentionally. You know, if we go back, if you get a flashes, if you're getting some kind of flashes that how many times have I repented for that kind of a sin? But still, I did it again. You know, some sins we have just did it once. We did not do it for years. Maybe after 10 years, we did that sin again. And then we are saying, I did not sin that since past 10 years. I'm just doing after 10 years. You know, no, a sin is a sin. We have to be very careful for ourselves. One must fear the acceptance of his prayers. Very important. If the prayers is not accepted, it should be feared that maybe it is because of a sin. Because Allah says in one of the hadiths that maybe Allah is trying to accept our prayers, but all of a sudden when we are sinning, Allah tells his angels, stop, do not give the blessing, stop the blessings going to him because that person has sinned shamelessly and not even asking for repentance. And I'm not going to give that blessing to him. So we have to think about it. If we are sinning, that means there is a reason. Maybe, you know, the blessing is going away and all. So if it is granted that he may be one is so disliked by Allah that he could not stand an invocation again and again, and as that accepted his prayers immediately. So asking for forgiveness is the best thing we can do. Because while we're asking for forgiveness, you know, the night prayers that we talk about after 12, you know, that is what are we doing? Allah, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. Al-af, astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayhi. I'm the sinner, please forgive me. You know, we have to say it from a heart. Because Allah will forgive you and whatever the stop blessings we have in our life, Allah is going to give it to us. So if we are able to achieve success, be it material or spiritual and intellectual or even anything, at any time, we should be aware that our achievements are the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not the result of our own capabilities. Thankfulness to Allah alone earns help, approval, pride and ingratitude will forever separate us from our creatures, and that is the worst of the punishment. For example, whatever mercies we have in our life, let's think about ourselves, you know, close our eyes, what mercies do we have? Oh God, thank you so much for the wonderful health you have given me. Whatever money I have, whatever blessings I have, you have given me the art, the beauty that I'm a good speaker. You have given me, God, that I'm a very energetic person. I'm a very good at this kind of a task. I'm very good at that kind of a car. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, this is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is nothing, you know, nothing great, not our capability.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oasis. We built buildings of different different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we'd paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
You know, sometimes we get stuck to few things. Oh, why did I lose my job? Why don't I have that six-collar job? Why don't I have that kind of a degree? Look at that person has that kind of a money, that kind of a car. We get stuck to all these teeny tiny things. You know, definitely that's teeny tiny things. Let's talk about our own blessing. We have so much of blessings in our life. Think about the biggest blessing is the health that we have. There are people who are in their 20s and 30s going through huge difficulties, huge problem when it comes to health. They may have money, they may have big cars, but they die to have that health. If you have that health, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that help, that you can work out, you can run, you can work, you know, with your kids, with your spouse, with your friends and anything. You know, you have that energy in you. That is the biggest blessing you have, that people are dying for that kind of a blessing. So keep being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves that, and keep asking for forgiveness. Amirul Momineen says in Dua-e-Komil, you know, best thing is while we are reading all kind of duas, read the meaning of those duas, because while we are reciting the meaning of this dua, it gets inside the heart, because everyone don't understand Arabic. I personally don't. So if I read the Dua-e-Komil, because I do feel that I'm connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just to understand the meaning, you know, it says, suppose my Lord, my Master, my Cherisher, I'm able to endure your punishment. How can I endure separation from you? Suppose I'm able to endure the heat of your fire, how can I endure not gazing upon your generosity? Look how Amirul Momineen, how this is beautifully being expressed. Suppose you're giving me the gazing of fire, how can I, you know, tolerate the separation from you? I'm in the fire of hell, but I cannot, you know, tolerate being separated from you. I love you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't make me away from you. This is a very deep thing that is actually duas that has been made for us to realize. Dua Tawassul that we read on the Tuesdays, Dua Komel that we read on Thursday nights. Better to read the dua and understand and go slowly, slowly with it and understand how it just expresses the love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I personally, myself, do not even realize that love. So these words are actually touching my heart when I'm reading it. You know, how should we remain till the end of our lives? We should be very apprehensive and anxious about our end. We have seen good and pious people who in the final stages of their life turn to evil. Have you experienced that thing? Let us implore the mercy for Lord of to protect us from, and let's not die as a disbeliever. Have you ever listened to a example? I did. When I heard that there was a believer who used to argue with his brother. The brother did not believe in God, but this believer believed in God. Every time during dinner, they used to discuss about, one used to say, I believe in God. Other used to say, I don't believe in God. The debate was so much for years and years and years that the brother who used to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the life, he started doubting that there's an Allah. And when he died, he died in a way of doubt. And other one who did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he started saying, I am sure there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He died believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be very careful about, you know, the lessons for everything that is coming, you know, from the people, and be very cautious. Thank you so much for tuning to us, and stay tuned for another exciting topic. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. All I need. So all I need.
is all I need.